Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Again, here's the lowdown for today. Scott Petrak joins us at 11 o'clock from the Chronicle-Telegram. Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network, former NFL DB, coming up at noon. And Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock, as the Browns get smoked by the Jets. I know it's only a 7-point loss. You don't lose to the Jets. Sorry. You don't do that. You don't do that. No. They traded their two best defensive players. You don't do that.
You just can't. I'm just mind-boggling. I'm having trouble comprehending what the game plan here is and what you do moving forward. And I think a lot of fans are sitting here saying, I want someone fired today. I want someone fired today. Super easy to say that.
Sure is.
Super easy. And it's like, but I don't know what's worse. Would you rather have someone get fired today or live in limbo for the rest of the season? Because that's what it feels like. And or you're in limbo wondering, oh, do they have a chance to save their job? Is this guy going to have a chance to save his job? I saw Kevin's frustration at the end of the game, too, with the offside call. Yeah, and I was like, Kevin knew exactly. Kevin said what we said, right? We all knew it.
You want
honesty? You're going to get honesty. And then yeah. I give Miles credit. He stuck up for him. He's like, hey, it's still my guy. It's like he made a mistake at the end of the game. That's not why. If we all would have played a perfect game. Well, I give Miles credit. Like yeah. Miles
they
sounded
down,
like
they were down 7 at the time. So yeah. it's not as if the Browns had the lead and the penalty led to a field goal.
Right.
I mean, you were hoping to get the ball back and see what the team could do.
Yeah.
But and then there was the Devin Bush penalty right before that.
Yeah. I mean,
there were two mistakes there.
I'm trying to find little victories and things. And like I thought Miles sounded like a captain yesterday after the game and sounded like a leader after the game. But still, I mean, you're 2-7. I mean, hopefully he'll still be here and everything will move forward with him and the good pieces of the defense. But man, I feel like I just crushed a beer can against my head after watching the
game. How'd that go?
Not good. Not good.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Let's go to Jeff in Cleveland to get things started. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, and you.
Pretty good. Just want to tell you guys, number one, I do love the show.
Thank
I
you.
I do not agree with everything you guys say every day, but I wouldn't know what to do in my mornings without you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Number two, I just want to give you guys a what if. And hear me out.
Okay.
What if the Cleveland Browns saw Shedeur Sanders and decided, we're not going to let him play. We're not going to let him throw to the first team or anybody on the squad because we believe that if we do that, they're going to want him to play and we're going to ruin the kid. So they're saying, we're going to keep him and we're going to use him next year as our starting quarterback and draft a tackle and offensive players like a wide receiver or something. Because even if you do have a good quarterback here, he's going to need protection and some help to catch the ball.
True.
And the last thing I want to say is that if they start the season with just Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders, it sounds crazy, but Shedeur Sanders can be the backup to Deshaun because Deshaun's got about 4 weeks to prove that he's either really, really bad and we can trade him. I mean, or we can bench him, or he's really, really good and we can trade him for more pieces. because I believe the Browns release Shedeur Sanders as their QB of the future, and they don't want to put him out there because the Mary Kay Cabots and the, you know, the Dell Riders are going to say, why is he not playing right now? He's the best. He's better. We don't need that because our team is garbage as it is right now. We don't have the protection for him.
Yeah, I don't know that. Okay, all right. I'm not going to speak for Daryl or Mary Kay, but, I mean, Mary Kay has said nothing but good things about Shedeur and talked about his arm strength, right? Talks about him in a positive light. She asks questions all the time about when is he going to play, where is he?
Sure.
And Daryl, I mean, I'm not saying Daryl doesn't, I mean, I do a show all the time with him, and it's not that he's jumping out and saying Shedeur should be the starter. What he is saying is Gabriel is not the guy. Yeah, and he has said that since day one. So, I don't know. Ask those guys.
Yeah. Charles is in Pennsylvania. Hello, Charles.
What's up?
All right. So good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I'm gonna throw you guys a bone here. Okay. I got some good source, okay, and I asked the source if I can, you know, at least try to calm this down, you know, this situation that's going on with the Browns. And they're not getting rid of Kevin Stefanski. The organization knows that the offensive line is the go-to. So what they got planned going on here is that he hasn't lost the locker room. Kevin Stefanski has not lost the locker room whatsoever.
Okay. Did someone say he lost locker room?
I've not seen this team ever phone it in for him.
Yeah, no, they play hard for him. I get it.
I'm not necessarily blaming you guys. Oh. That's just what's been said, you know.
I'm going to be honest with you, Charles. I haven't heard anybody say he's lost the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you must be hearing from different people. I've not heard that he's lost locker room.
Right, you know, okay. But so at the end of the day, their plan, and this is a good source, all right? I'm not going to be doing anything to, you know, hurt you guys.
We hear you.
Fans. I'm trying to throw you guys a bone.
Sure.
But Shedeur is the go-to, okay? They're not putting him in. Because everyone knows the situation with the offensive line, okay? This is a little bit of a smoke screen, what's going on right now, okay? The plan is for the new stadium that's coming up, okay? They're gonna revamp that offensive line,
okay?
They're going to do what they can and what they can do. Watson is going to be he's not going to be with the Browns. He's going to be one of them chess plays where they're going to use, you know, that's for them to
think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business. Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Figure out what they can get for him. But Gabriel is going to be out of here next year. Shador is the go-to. They're not getting a quarterback in the draft. They're not doing that whatsoever. They're not going to go through the headache again and getting a starting QB franchise, so-called QB, and have this mess go on again for another 2 years, Shador and his new rookie. So that's the plan, and that's the reason why Kevin Stefanski has not been fired yet. And you see how calm he is. He does not like throwing people underneath the bus.
So that's
especially his players.
Right.
So I just want to let you guys know, I just threw a bone to Cleveland.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Thank you,
Charles. A little bit, okay?
All right.
And it makes sense.
All right. Thanks, Charles. I'm not.
Got a bone. I've not seen this team not play hard.
I haven't either. I don't think Kevin.
I've seen it not play well.
Kevin doesn't throw any of his players under the bus, no. ever. I mean, we hear things all the time that Kevin will never throw. But we don't throw reckless speculation out there, not to take over for another show here. But, I mean, I'm just not buying it.
Victor is in Scottsdale, Arizona. What's up, Victor?
Hey, Victor.
Hey, real simple. I just there's something upstairs that's fractured in that front office. I mean, you got Di Podesta, who's one of the top three, who lives and dies with the analytics.
Victor, you know he left the team already, right? You know he's with the Colorado Rockies.
That's my point.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason why he left. I mean, he's not getting his analytics through to these people that are out there. There's no way Gabriel with analytics is the quarterback of this team. And I think he got fed up because he's not getting his say in there. And there's enough people that are forcing their positions on letting Sanders play or not play. And the whole situation upstairs is all messed up because there's nobody that we can go through and see the direction. Any other team would have fired the Petrone immediately this morning. Any other team. And it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong.
The Raiders did.
You have to make changes.
Raiders fired their special teams coach after the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
That's it. You just move on. You get somebody else in there. You know, and as far as Stefanski goes, he doesn't care. He'll go along with whatever they're saying upstairs because he has no choice. But yet the day he's gone from here, he doubles his salary. So it's like it doesn't matter. And I'll tell you another thing with Garrett. You get $40 million, you'll bark like a dog if they tell you to.
All right, Victor.
He's not that guy.
No, he's not.
No, and I've watched, and if you listen to him, and Garrett's not doing that. That's not Miles Garrett. That's like wrong. Just wrong. That's not right. All right, 2 for 2, Jeff. Let's keep going. We're
Dave,
on a roll.
Let's go to Dave in Cleveland. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing? I just want to say, P.J. Walker had a completion percentage of 57.8% when he played his 4 games with the Browns. Dylan Gabriel's completion percentage is 53. P.J. Walker had, if you all look at the stats, P.J. Walker was pretty much better than Dylan Gabriel is now. Dylan Gabriel is not a starting quarterback. I don't understand why Shador is not even being given a chance. You got to play him this year eventually. If not, we'd be in this exact same predicament next year. This dude is pretty much P.J. Walker. That's all I got to say.
All right, Thank Dave.
You. That is the first P.J. Walker comparison I've ever heard in my life.
I truly believe, folks, if they thought Shador was more ready to play at the NFL level and would do a better job right now, keywords are right now, he would be playing.
Yes. Yes.
It's pretty simple. And, again, keep in mind, you do not draft quarterbacks in the third and fifth round and think you have landed your franchise quarterback. You may have. You may be fortunate. You may be lucky. But if you draft a guy in the third and then draft a guy in the fifth and think, yep, we've taken care of the problem, you're delusional. If they were looking to win games and give the team the best chance to win and perform on offense, you would have kept Kenny Pickett and you would have kept Joe Flacco.
Yes.
I mean, it's real simple. It's real simple. They traded out of number 2, picked up another first rounder for next year. I mean, we can all connect the dots, can we not? You picked up 2 picks in what's supposed to be a better quarterback draft and then traded the 2 veteran quarterbacks who probably, in theory, I think, would give you a better chance to win than a guy drafted in the 3rd and a guy drafted in the 5th. It's pretty simple, folks. Brian's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, Bri.
You're the first time I've ever called. It's the first time I've ever called this station.
Well, thanks.
I call 98.5 in Massachusetts because I'm born in, well, not born, but I'm born here, graduated from Stowe, but moved to Massachusetts and lived there the majority of my last couple of years and just finally came back here.
Okay.
I have a youth Browns football team in Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's still there today. I have a 12-year-old son that has started following football roughly about when Brady was tailing off. And so he got to jump in with Baker, and he became a Browns fan. So he enjoyed a little bit of winning. And now fast forward to today. You know, I load him up with Jeremiah Smith jerseys, everything. He's just a diehard Cleveland fan in Massachusetts. And it's unbelievable that my poor kid, you know, he went last week. My ex-brother-in-law took him to the game. He dressed in his Brown stuff. He got humiliated at that performance. And then you can't even beat the Jets. And it's hard to even hold on to a fan. I mean, it's hard to create a new generation of fans.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. We talk about it all the time. I'm a little confused on the Jeremiah Smith.
Hang in, Brian.
I mean, you're a Buckeye fan then, too, is what you're trying to say.
Apparently so.
Okay, I was little.
Apparently so.
I was with him. I got it. I understood it. And then I was like, wait, Jeremiah Smith, did we pick him up? I'd love it if they did. Is there any way we can get him right now? Any chance of getting Jeremiah?
So. No. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. Stefanski's press conference later today, 1 o'clock. We'll hear it right here.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.